Hello, this is Al Starnes with Gold Banker Service First Realty. If you have any real estate needs, if you're looking to buy or sell, give me a call, 270-704-0036. Again, it's Al Starnes, Gold Banker Service First Realty. Thank you and have a great day.
Welcome, Rocket football fans. Our 10th week post-game show, the Rockets coming off a nice 49-22 victory over Todd Central, a team that came in here somewhat heralded, 6-3 record, and Coach Thompson, you just dismantled those big boys.
I guess you could say that. They came in, they were big as anticipated. They were physical as anticipated. We were just more physical. You know, the kids came out and played really good, and we were able to get on them early and really allowed for us to win big just by coming out and playing from the jump. You know, that's one thing we talk about each week, coming out and starting a game, but also finishing it. And for me as a coach, I'm looking at this is probably the first time in a long time we played a complete game. So that was nice to see going into the playoffs.
And this is a team, as you said, physical and won some ball games.
Yeah.
You look at them on film, you look at them in pregame, and you think, my goodness.
Yeah.
But and our guys come out there, we're nowhere near as big as they are, but as far as toughness and physically getting after people, we're pretty doggone good.
Yeah, we are. And they're a good football team, too. But like we say it all the time, we're a good football team. And the guys really came out and showed that we are tough, you know. In all aspects of the game, our guys are gritty. They're going to go out and they're going to fight every week, and knowing that they have that fight and knowing that you can call on it. Because pregame, I demanded that they go out and play a very physical game. It might even gave them an ultimatum, you know, you do this or this is going to happen. And they really came out and responded well, and I think they would have came out that way whether I said something or not. But
did you see anything before the game that might have got your ire up a little bit? Just curious.
Maybe. I just bother. It's kind of disrespectful when you go in someone's place and you do what you want to do. You typically don't want to stand on someone's logo or do that type of stuff. You don't do stuff like that unless you're trying to send a message. And you don't parade off the field through the warm-ups out the wrong gate when you've been told to go the other way. And you don't continue to warm up during a senior night when you were given an option of where you could go during that. And it's just little things like that. They sent a message that they wanted to be a team that we don't like and doesn't like us. And, you know, we just won the first fight. So it is what it is. But, you know, you just don't do things like that.
That's why the score was 35-6 at the half.
Yeah.
And you came out and kept going for a little while.
Yeah. This time of year, you want your guys to be able to play into a third quarter going into the playoffs because the games are going to get tighter. So
into a fourth quarter for that matter.
Huh? Yeah, for sure. So, you know, regardless of what's happening, our guys need to be able to play after halftime, unless this is out of control bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the clock wasn't running yet when we came back from halftime, so we would definitely want to get that running clock. I mean, we had an opportunity for it right there before halftime. We just didn't capitalize. But, you know, our guys got to be able to play, so we got to make sure that they're prepared for the playoffs.
Let's talk about your players of the game. Defensively, Caden McAllister, maybe the best game he's played all year. He played another one where he had a lot of tackles but had some missed tackles in that game. But 12 solos, 5 assists, and that was on defense. Had a pretty good offensive game too.
Yeah, for sure. He stepped in and played that middle linebacker role, and we know he can do that. He's done it for us in the past when Tyler's been out, and did a really good job. He leads our, you know, our mentality, our physical mentality when it comes to just kids being tough. He's our guy on our team that sets that tone. And you know, we joke about how he's good-ish all the time, but he really can play football when he's put in situations to be successful. He takes care of it. So he was big for us and really did a good job filling in for T-Bone being out, as well as Hunter Jones stepping in and playing linebacker for us, and Ian coming in and playing a little bit linebacker. You know, they all stepped up. But what it what makes those linebackers so special is our defensive line and the blocking that they demand up front and the way they play to allow our linebackers to be able to run free. And Caden was able to benefit from that this week.
Yeah, nice job by a lot of guys there on defense, Easley and Winders, and just it goes on and on. And Tabor had a pretty good defensive game, interception, and returned it for a 42-yard touchdown. But his offensive play earned him player of the game. 69 yards receiving, 129 rushing. He just he is what he is, and he keeps performing. And
yeah, he's been very consistent for us here these last few weeks. He's really been consistent all the way from when he missed the Ballard game, and then coming back since then, he's been on a tear. But we knew he can do this, you know. So I'm not surprised to see what he's doing. I might be surprised of the 60-something yards he had receiving just because of how little our backs have been involved in the passing game this season. But to see him step up and make those catches like he did and get the yards after the catch, just the ball being in his hands, dangerous mm-hmm. for a defense. And when you have a guy like that, it makes your offense dangerous because we have some other guys that can play. So when you try to take X out of a game, there's going to be opportunities for other guys. But at the same time, can you take X out of a game? Because it's hard to just sit there and say we're going to sit and take him away when we have so many other weapons. So,
well, you played five guys at quarter. Four guys at quarterback.
Yeah,
and all of them performed quite well. Yeah. Luke Kreider obviously is your number one quarterback now, and he played a very efficient game. But I want to talk about Braxton Winders. When he took that ball and broke loose, what gear did he find? And can you find that again for him?
That's the last gear that he found. That's his last one. There's no gear past that. That because he told me. He said that's it. And I'm satisfied with that gear as long as he can get to that gear every time we get the ball in his hands. He's doing a really good job running and making his reads. You know, early in the year we started, we used him to come in and be able to really change our pace of our offense by giving a weapon to run at quarterback. And then he hurt his knee early in the year, came back. We weren't making good reads on that stuff, so we kind of got away from it. But now we're getting back to it since the quarterback switch and using him in that wildcat type look, but he's really a quarterback in it. And you know, it just adds another dimension to the offense. And when he's playing like that, our offense becomes very dangerous.
Luke Kreider, 9 for 12. He has been so efficient, hasn't he, since he's been back there?
Yeah, efficiency is what makes him special. He goes out there and typically makes the right read. And I can't remember how many plays he played offensively, but in all the plays that he played, he missed one read. Mm-hmm. In all the plays from Friday night, every play, he missed one read. When you have a quarterback going out there and making the right decisions, he's typically leading your offense in the right direction.
Ian Ellington was your lineman of the week. He played very well offensively and defensively.
Yeah, Ian's tough now. You know, he got back to making the blocks that I know he can make, and he's not new to being the lineman of the week. It's just been a while since we heard his name, but he's been very consistent for us every week when he's in. He fights, and I know people think, oh my goodness, he gets so many flags, but he really doesn't. He just plays with so much passion and aggression that sometimes those are going to get called. But I'm not going to try to change him from being what uh-huh. he is, because I mean, he gives our line that attitude and really demands it out of the other guys, and our line is pretty good.
Hey, speaking of flags, no flags, no penalty. Well, excuse me. There was one penalty in the first half that was declined, and they took the down, Todd County did. But no penalties the first half. Finished with 2 penalties for 14 yards.
Yeah.
Cleaned a lot of that up.
Over the weekend, people asked what I did to change that, and nothing. There's what do you do to change it? Each officiating crew is different. I go back and I review the film, and I say, okay, are these things that our kids are just doing bad, or are these things where they're just going out and playing football and getting caught up? Because if an official wanted to throw a flag on every play, they could. Uh-huh. You know, they could do that, but they don't. thank goodness. But, you know, I don't think a lot of our flags or holding calls or whatever they may be have been bad. You know, it's just them playing football, and sometimes the officials make a call. It's a judgment call. Can't get too heated or high on that stuff, you know, but you just got to continue to urge the kids to play football the right way. And when they do that, most times we won't have many penalties.
A good official controls the ball game without being seen. That's all I'm going to say about that. Special teams, Noah Perkins kicked all seven of his extra points.
Yeah, very consistent.
When you score seven times, it gives your guy, wears him out,
huh? His opportunities, yeah. That's what he kept talking about. It was cold. He couldn't feel his foot. So it's going to get colder. So hopefully he figures out a way to feel his foot. But he was very consistent. It's nice when you know you can line up and get that point after. You don't get put in a scramble situation after you score when you get behind by missing one. And he's been consistent all year. So he got an opportunity at a field goal. It was a deep one. But I wanted to do that. I wanted to put him in a situation. We hadn't kicked one in a while. So it was an opportunity to go in right before half and kick one. And then it ended up being a learning moment, a teachable moment for us, because only one of our guys covered that field goal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something for us to review and get better at. So I'm happy that happened. But, you know, he has the leg to kick it from there. He's just got to make – everything's got to line up right for it to happen. So it was good for him to get that experience before going to the playoffs.
Well, you mentioned the longer you play, the colder it gets. Yeah. And a lot of teams don't have the opportunity to play in the cold weather.
Well, I love that we get the opportunity to play.
And you love the cold weather.
I need some more.
Well, we expect, you know, Crittenden County's come to expect to play deep into the playoffs. It's like when I used to cover Mayfield. You knew you were going to be playing in late November. You know, that's just the way it is, and we expect to be too. And it looks like things are lining up for us to go far into the playoffs, and we look forward to it. We'll talk about the playoffs and maybe a little bit more about reflecting on this season on the Coach's Show on Thursday.
But no RPI talk.
We will focus on RPI because it's becoming ever more important.
I thought it was my show, Chris.
It is your show, but you have to have a moderator to keep you on task. So. All right, Coach Thompson, great win over Todd Central.
Thank you.
Shara is proud to be a Rocket Booster. Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. That's CHRA on the exchange.